Welcome, everybody, to episode 3 of Butthurt Owns Valley podcast. I am your host, Chase Little, and I have a special guest host tonight. James could not make it, but for years, people have been telling Jesse Steele and I that we should do a show together, a podcast, radio show, something, and we never got around to it, so I'm really excited to be able to be here with Jesse Steele.
Yeah, this week is going to be a very fun time. The problem is, Chase and I tend to get a little graphic. I can't think of a better word. Well, let's just watch a clip of the episode. Don't worry, it's the safe for work version.
This is episode 3. Pretty good butthurt post.
You're doing such a good job.
Jeez, I'm so sweet. It is Cthulhu.
I can't believe Jesse would say, you know, he doesn't love me romantically. That's complete crap.
Mountain Rambler has good beer.
They do. They do have great beer.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for everybody who's watched episode 1 and episode 2. This is episode 3, so hopefully we get some more people watching. It'd be really great. We have some pretty good butthurt posts the last couple of weeks. It's actually been a little while since we recorded last, but you know that happens sometimes.
We're getting caught up.
Yeah, we're definitely getting caught up. Yeah. We had some things we wanted to get done. We got some extra lights. We got some, you know, higher grade cameras in here. You know, we were doing some stuff to be better in the production side of the things.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of that, if there's anybody that is into production and wants to help out, give me a call, because I'm doing 100% of this and it ain't working. No, it works fine. I'm just so effing busy that I can't.
You're doing such a good job.
Jeez, I'm so sweet.
Well, one of the, one of these posts, so this happened 4 days ago, and it has 311 comments and 165 reactions, and that's
311 is a lot.
I feel like that's quite a bit. I mean, there's definitely been posts that have gotten into those numbers, but not in the recent weeks. And this one was 4 days ago. Not but her over these amazing over this amazing wall over these amazing wall. Wow. Okay. Not but her over these amazing wall. Over these amazing walls is what it says.
Yeah.
This person and another lady are doing great job. Doing a great job. Golly. Learn how to type. Very talented. Looks very beautiful. And a lot of people had a lot to say about that. You know, it's...
Yeah, I don't see the comments. You're going to have to read some of those to me. Oh, I just see the one you sent me. But just for the positive, the wall looks cool. Very... art place, you know what I mean? Like I see the other lady that we're talking about, I believe is a girl named Ashley, and she is really talented. The top left, you can see up there, there's the Mobius Arch out in the Alabama Hills.
Right, right.
And she did that. And she's a ranger out there, and that's how I know her.
Okay.
Really, some really good stuff. But I think it's a bunch of different artists. They're all conglomerating here. From what I've heard, I don't know for sure.
Yeah, there was one comment that I read. I don't want to scroll through all 300 of these comments, but there was one comment that I read. People were comparing. There's a painting. It's kind of in the middle. If you zoom in on it, it has like a green body and a purple, like longhorn sheep head and some wings. And it's kind of hard to.
Is it Cthulhu? It is Cthulhu.
So. A lot of people were saying that's a Satanist thing, and they were very butthurt about that.
Oh,
and I mean, here's the thing: even if it is, I am a huge supporter of freedom of speech.
Absolutely, that's
so,
what this show's about.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the page, this show, and really, if you don't like freedom of speech, you really
you're in the wrong country.
Yeah, you're definitely in the wrong country. Mm-hmm. But. It's at the end of the day, the Satan picture is one of a goat, and this is a longhorn sheep, which is a ram.
Yep.
Which I don't know.
Some Satanist ties, I suppose. But
I guess.
I mean, that's the problem with that kind of stuff. Like, we're treading down slippery path here, but you know that's the point of the show, I think. But the problem with a lot of that stuff is, like, let's say there was a religion that worshipped baseball or something.
There
and
is.
So, oh, next.
It's so, the majority of America. Yeah.
Touche. Murder, boop, boop, boop. So, anyway, the That's the case or whatever. And let's say that their problem or whatever is like something that's like football. Say, for instance, their devil is football. And so everything that has to do with football is evil and pure evil and blah, blah, blah. Well, then you happen to see something that looks like a football somewhere. Everybody jumps in and says, oh, that's the devil. No, it isn't. It has nothing to do with that. It's very clear if right. something's supposed to be the devil or not, yeah. you know, or football in my lame ass analogy. Yeah. So that's the problem. Just because it's a ramp. Well, guess what we have here?
Well, I was just about to tell you. Yeah. So somebody put a picture of a zoom in of that. So you can kind of see it a little bit better there.
It's totally.
We'll throw a couple pictures up so you guys can see at home. But says, this is not okay with me. Has nothing to do with the theme of things in our valley. The rest is fine. So this person has never seen the bighorn sheep. Apparently. On the east side of, you know, over there in the whites.
Well, if you commented on that, you need to take a drive up Silver Canyon. in
the whites.
Yeah, I'm going to put a video of me driving up Silver Canyon right now talking to, there are like 300 of those suckers.
Oh, yeah, dude, they're all over the place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, but, you know, of course there's replies.
Oh, nice.
Oh, someone said, I agree. And then someone said, that's a bighorn sheep. and said something about, I guess some people are upset because they thought the wings look like rainbow things for like LGBTQ stuff.
Yeah. So there's LGBTQ people here. What's the problem?
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Who cares? And it's on the side of an art building. I mean, it's what do you think they're going to put?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
come on. You. It's not like we're making the seal for the town. Jeez.
Yeah. Someone said, I don't like the color of some homes. Somebody commented on here, they were like, they said something along the lines like, I'm not a big fan of the art, but it looks better than that motel across the street from the middle school.
Yeah,
the one that they painted all crazy.
Yeah,
thing is horrendous.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, that's it was definitely one of the top posts in the last couple of weeks, so you know, kudos that's to the person that posted that. Yeah,
it's good. I really wanted to reach out to Ashley, the girl that I knew that did this, and see if she would paint on the other side of our wall right here. If you've never been in here, come down to 163 May, see if my Jeep's here or black truck. And if I am, come on in. I'll show you around. We have an art gallery in here. The great Tim Aston is have a bunch of stuff posted. It's amazing. We've got a really cool. This place is a really fun, cool, creative space. You should check it out. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So the wall right there on the other side, I wanted to do like a huge mural on there of like movie stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, that'd be
cool. Yeah, I have like the Robert Downey Jr. and all that kind of stuff. That'd be really awesome. But I was like, it'd be even better is if it was like you and me and we're just wearing like fig leaves, right?
Fighting a dragon.
Yeah. And then, and then, like, completely, like, multiple scenarios where, like, one is, like, we're slicing his cockles, you know what I mean, and going for it. And then another one is, like, on the top, and we're kind of just, like, you know, in all these poses. And it's just, like, the whole wall. That'd be amazing. Little, like, Cupid wings.
That would be great.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. So there, I have a few more pretty good ones. Butthurt at the Buttheads, which, by the way, if you're a fan of Butthurt Owens Valley, the podcast or the page, you're going to be called Buttheads from now on.
You're now called a Butthead.
Yeah, you're officially a Butthead.
So. Yeah, there's the Swifties, there's the whatever. You are now Buttheads.
Yep, you're just like Swifties with less brain cells.
Yeah.
Butthurt at the Buttheads, who use our beautiful rivers, lakes, creeks, etc., and leave their garbage behind. Really way too much garbage left behind at intake two. This morning finished three different spots from store at Crowley. People's garbage everywhere. Season just began. I can only imagine what it will look like at the end of the season. Come on, people, do better. And I completely agree.
Oh, completely. I mean, pick up your trash.
You go down to even just down by the river or the Artesian, and it's, I mean...
Yeah.
There. I mean, I've seen used baby diapers.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's more beer boxes than there are beer cans, and it's just it's insane. So yeah, if you're watching right now and you're one of these people doing this, seriously, take that to heart and do better because
butthead.
I hope it's no buttheads doing it.
Yeah, buttheads don't do that. But heads our don't people like that. To complain too much about everything and see, you know, that's there's no way they're doing that.
Oh yeah, they. Anyway. I mean, there's, a butthead posted about that.
Yeah,
I don't know why he's attacking his fellow buttheads.
That's dumb.
But to be fair, he didn't know about the buttheads.
We actually just released that publicly.
That right just now. Came out. Yeah. So this was before that.
Fair
so.
Enough. Well, from here on, you don't call people buttheads unless they earn it, and that means.
Yeah, and they're you, and they're your brothers and your sisters. I'm butthurt that so many people still don't know what to do at flashing red lights. For the person behind me who honked at me for stopping, here you go. And proceeds to post.
So the one like in front of Giggle Springs is what they're talking about?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically, I mean, I'm not going to read this whole technical term right here, but basically flashing in red lights means you treat it as a stop sign.
Yeah.
You treat it the same way you treat a stop sign. And obviously pedestrians have the right of way in crosswalks. Outside of crosswalks in California, they are...
Fair game.
Well, yeah. Then you get points.
Yeah, exactly.
They're supposed to yield to traffic if they're not in a crosswalk, but... Just be nice out there, folks. There's no reason to run into anybody. Man, we had to watch a... I'm not going to get into the whole details of it, but we had a really long safety meeting at work today about driving safely and not distracted. And this guy had a heartbreaking story. And like I said, I'm not going to go into the whole thing. It's very tragic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that happened to him.
Yeah.
He didn't cause it, but a truck driver did.
Yeah.
And man... just watch out there, people. The guy was putting his drink in his cup holder and completely changed a family's life for it. And watch out where you're going out there, folks.
It's rough, man. You always think like, oh, I could get away with this text. And I mean, I'm just as bad as anybody, like Amy will tell you. But it's like,
right.
You know, you just think, oh, whatever. But it's always something little, like I'm putting my drink in the holder. You know, you probably will never hit somebody while you're sitting here texting. But it's when you're doing some nonsense that you think isn't a thing.
Right.
Pow. You know, so yeah, pay attention, man. Totally. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those red light. And here's the other thing. People need to understand what it just I don't know if you got to go back to school for it, get a pamphlet, go watch a YouTube video, right. I don't know, but my god, that it just is the same thing as a stoplight. I pull up there all the time, somebody just sits and waits for it to end, and it's like, come on, or they won't stop at all and they'll just keep going,
right? Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you almost see people get hit all the time. It probably was a bad idea to put that in town. They probably thought it was like, oh, this will speed it up, but maybe just put a stoplight because people seem to be dumb.
Yeah, it probably would have been better with just a stoplight. And
yeah.
I don't know if there was like a lot of accidents there before, like with pedestrians getting hit.
I don't know about right there.
I really
wondered why that was. You know, there's a couple things that are weird in town, like the one in front of the bakery, that little median thing that they made there.
Oh, I love that thing.
Yeah, what was it made for?
Well, all those medians down the entire highway, to my knowledge anyways, it seems like they were made specifically for the beautification of 395.
Okay.
But I don't...
Flowers in them and stuff.
Yeah, they put flowers in them and stuff. That one I like because it prevents people from turning left in that intersection to go into the bakery.
Oh, okay.
And...
All right, that makes sense because that's an out right there anyway. And so
right. Well, what people would do is they would go in there and then they would sit in the intersection trying to turn left into the actual entrance.
Yeah,
so it would just it would back up everywhere in that area. So I'm...
That is... It's the worst. When you have that kind of a flow... Like, and I'm not talking trash or anything on the bakery or whatever, but when you have that many people that go in there, there should be something the town or somebody would have to enforce. Because there are so many thousands of people that go in there every day. It's just packed. You can't even fit in there.
Yeah.
I mean, they should almost, like, have to, I don't know, buy up the back half of the J Diamond thing right there and put in some more parking spots or something. I mean, there's got to be something. Or force people to park at the park and walk across the street or something.
Right.
Like, and again, no offense to the baker or anything. It's great for you that you're that expensive. I mean, you know that. Yeah, Freudian slip. It's great for you that you get that much stuff going through there. But my gosh, there's awful the traffic right there.
I haven't been in that place since I was a kid. I don't know a lot of locals that go in there.
Yeah.
Which, again, nothing against them, but I don't think the reason locals don't go in there typically, I don't think it's because of the business. I think it's because of the people that go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's just so
because
many.
They do have good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. But I'm not going to deal with those people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know who I'm talking about, those people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm not going to read this whole post because it's kind of long and anyway, someone posted that they were butthurt that the...
Wait, those people are tourists, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Continue. Someone posted that they were butthurt that the Bishop Volunteer Fire Department was asking for donations for the fireworks.
Yeah.
And
I see that as like a, you can't prove that. You know what I mean?
Prove what?
That they're doing that, buying big leather chairs and big screen TVs for their personal use, and that that's where the money is coming from that they're asking us to volunteer towards that. You can't prove it, so you can't really... But at the same time, if that is the case, then maybe it needs to be a little more transparent where your money's going.
What I'm... Where I stand on the whole thing is... I feel like if they're using donations as if they're getting the equipment that they need to successfully do what they need to do,
right?
And they have money left over to get big leather chairs and a big screen TV to be comfortable while they're there.
Because they sit there for hours and hours and hours.
Exactly.
So I'm not against that at all. And I what really, are they supposed to give it back?
You know, right,
I mean, it was a donation.
Are you supposed to roll it into the next time you need something? I mean, that maybe they do. I would like to think that our community is good enough to, that they would give an excess and that our volunteer fire department
and help out our heroes. Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
I
mean, if I had extra money coming in here, you know what I'd buy? Big comfy leather chair and a big screen TV. So, you know, and I'm not even a volunteer or a hero.
You're a hero to me.
I know. So that's, but no, I completely agree with that. So it's like, I mean, maybe to solve the problem. See, one thing I've learned about having this business, let me just break this down for everybody. So starting with this and doing this, the intention was there's a hole for news. There's not a lot going out, or what is going out is picked through and chosen. And that's what I was starting to notice. It's not just, here's everything that needs to be out there regardless. And that's why I started Eastern's Here Now.
Right.
I wanted to make sure everybody got the chance to see what was out there. And then it's just built from there. You know what we need? Local events calendar. Well, let's build it. And so then we did, you know.
Yeah.
We need a mobile app. Let's build it. You know, now we need a podcast studio because nobody's doing that. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do it. So that's how my brain works. I just constantly am like trying to, what else do we need? What can we use? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is if you're on a platform of any sorts, not to be like holier than thou or high and mighty or anything like that, but just people know who I am well before Eastern's Here Now, but you know what I mean?
Well, so, you were heavily involved in the community for a long time.
Right, right.
And you still are.
Right. And I've done a lot of not only plays and stuff, but like movies and commercials and stuff that's just a little larger than life. And so people tend to have known me since I was a kid. I mean, Get Real with Jesse Steele when I was like 15, you know?
Right, right.
And so I've always kind of had this. I've never not had that sort of that stupid small town celebrity thing, I suppose. But and it is what it is, and it's nice. It's cool. I meet a lot of people, and I have, you know, I get great comments from people. I get great feedback from people. But you also get the people that just want to troll.
Right.
And that's where this comes from, is they have nothing better to do and they just want to complain about something. And which is kind of Butthurt Owens Valley, no offense, buttheads.
Yeah.
But it's the point is, I think what I like about Butthurt Owens Valley is it funnels it into an entertainment purpose. Where as opposed to just, I'm just going to attack you because fuck you or whatever the thing is, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is you see a lot of nonsense through this, and people will complain about something that they don't even understand and didn't even read the article, but they just, read it and then get back to me. You know what I mean? And that's, it's a daily thing here. It's a daily, like try. I have to like goose frob, you know what I mean? Just find my spot and be like, come on, you know, and there's so many times I've
had to everybody's. Everybody nowadays, not even just here, but everywhere, they're so easily offended by anything that it's just like, I mean, you can't make fun of anybody, right? No. And that's awful. And that it's because words only have power if you give them power.
True.
So
if you let them offend you.
Yeah. If you let things offend you. Yeah. And also feelings aren't real. Feelings are a response to an action that you choose to feel a certain way about.
Yeah.
You know, you can call me anything you want to, and if I choose to be upset about it, then I'll be upset about it, and I'll sit there and think about it all day, like, oh, I can't believe that guy called. I can't believe Jesse would say, you know, he doesn't love me romantically. That's complete crap.
It is complete crap.
So, you know, anyway, just stop being so offended, people. It's
it's
getting old.
Yeah.
That being said, I didn't want to say this, but I will say it. Hopefully people don't find me out sometimes on Butthurt Owens Valley. Even if I agree with what somebody said, I'll comment and disagree.
Yeah.
Just to stir the pot, man. Just to get it going.
Well, something like Butthurt Owens Valley, that's the point. And so it's funny. It's entertainment is what it is. But just stop being so upset about stuff all the time. Comedians are comedians. This show, for comedy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, that's the point. The Butthurt Owens Valley, comedy. You know what I mean? And so that's what this stuff is. And so, like, don't get offended about things that people say. But it's like if I was to say something like, gosh, Chase is real skinny. You know what I mean? Is that
excuse me? Speech
because I just said something that's come across as negative? Well,
I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
It's a microaggression.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and I'm getting real tired of that phrase, bro.
Yeah, especially coming from me. What it was me just being jealous and like coming down on you because I, you know, really we should hug as opposed to me, you know, yelling.
We'll hug after the cameras are off.
But I don't know. It's such a tough. It's a good conversation, is what it is, because you don't want to side with the you should just be able to say anything you want, because of course not. But
that's the side I'm on.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm and I'll tell you why.
Yeah,
the reason I'm on the side of you should be able to say whatever you want, wherever you want, and however you want to say it, because I don't think censorship is the correct way to combat bad ideas. Yeah. The correct way to combat bad ideas. Mm. Is with good and better ideas.
Yeah.
So, and also, if you think about it, the more you tell somebody that you can't do something, the more they're going to want to do it. True. Like if somebody, you know, please don't clip this and take you people out there, don't take this out of, clip it and take it out of context. If somebody were to say, I believe all Jews should die, right?
Somebody did say that, Chase.
I meant today, right? Okay. Well, there are people saying it right now, actually.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So if someone were to say that, is the correct answer to say, okay, you're not allowed to say that, so now I'm going to put you in jail for it and persecute you, right?
Yeah.
What you're going to do is you're going to incite other people that feel that way to start rallying, right? Now, if you allow the person to get up on their platform and say that, and then you have someone who's smarter come up and say, that's a dumb idea because it's this, it's that, and you're off your rocker, it will motivate other people to stand behind that idea and make the other people that stand behind the previous idea smaller.
And maybe help that guy. Maybe he just is ignorant, doesn't understand
maybe
that it's not, you know, Jews don't need to be killed,
right?
Whatever. And so then maybe he somebody that could step in with a positive.
Correct.
You know, I had a really good conversation with a police officer yesterday. Like, I'll leave names out of it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We got to hang out for a little while on a movie set that I was on. And so while we were talking, he was giving me his insights on how to cop. And honestly, I was like...
How to cop?
How to cop. I was just saying how I couldn't think of what a better way to say it. But what I think is I was really... And I've known this guy for a long time, so it wasn't just like some cop. But I was like, you know what? That was excellent. I really love that a guy like that is in our community doing the job that he's doing. Mm-hmm. And the big point that he was making for me was like if you put somebody in the back, and I'll just make up some scenario so that it doesn't tie to him or whatever, but he put somebody in the back and they're back there going, you know, buddy, you know, screw you. You know, I bet you like your job, you know, and you're doing this and you're ruining my life and you're... And so he just is quiet and he just lets them talk and let them rant. Pretty soon they calm down. And then he says, okay, now I had to sit here and listen to you yell at me. So are you going to listen to me now politely and with respect? And they'll say, yeah. And then he'll say, this all comes down to your choices. I don't want to put you in jail. I have a little screen here with a name and a face. And when I see that, I'm supposed to find that person and arrest them because they need to be arrested for some reason. Half the time, I don't even know what it is. And he goes, so when I get there, I'm super nice to them. I don't use force. I don't try to be a jerk. I just be incredibly nice. Like how I was as a bouncer. Remember, I was always super nice to everybody?
Yeah,
because
right.
You can get to them that way too. You don't have to be like, I'm tougher than you, so get out of here. You can just be like, hey, listen, man. Clearly, you've had too much to drink. You know, you know it. I know it. We've all been there, you know, so maybe you should just like
go. And thanks right to your now. Loud mouth, exactly. Everybody else in the bar knows it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, you're farting. if you've ever bounced, the bars have a one particular smell and it is fart.
Yeah, that's true.
Never stops.
It smells like more like fart than it smells like alcohol.
It does. fart whole time. When you're drinking, you don't smell it because you're drinking and having fun. When you're not drinking in a bar, that's the worst. That's awful.
Yeah, you definitely smell the fart
whole time. So anyway, back to my story. So dude is like, you know, and so the thing is, man, you made that choice to wake up and take a rail on the table or beat your wife or whatever it was that you did, you know,
right?
Or husband or who, whatever the situation, to be fair. So he's like, so you made those choices. So if anything, I'm on your side. I want to see you make better choices. I want to see you get a job. I want to be there to support you when you get a better job, when you have kids, when you have a family, when you do the stuff that's positive for society and that's making you a better person. I want to be there for that. And he walks him through it all the way to jail and stuff. And he's just like, hey man, I really want to see you do better. I think this, you have it in you to do a great job. And he totally just talks to him like a person. And he said, my thought of every single person that I've ever arrested is that's a human being just like I'm a human being. And he's like, they made a mistake. I could very well make a mistake. I don't want somebody to treat me like shit just because I made a mistake. So I'm not going to treat them like shit. And right. They get out at the jail. And when they're getting put in cuffs and taken inside, they always thank him. And they go, you know, officer, thank you very much. And he goes inside. And then the guys at the jail are like, what the hell did you just say to that guy?
Yeah.
And he says he does it every time. And I'm like, that is freaking amazing. So you know who you are if you've heard this. I'm not going to put it out. Good job. I will say you're part of the sheriff's department because I'm a big fan of you guys and, you know, Stephanie Rennie and everybody. But excellent, excellent work you guys are doing over there. So that it left me going, wow, that was cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because a lot of times you hear nonsense about, you know, oh, this cop's a jerk or that cop's a jerk or this guy's a jerk to the cop or back both sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's, I'm trying to get together a podcast. Did I tell you about this one, Murray?
Yeah.
So we're just, so you guys know, we're working on this right now. I want to get all the different law enforcement agencies to do a podcast here where each week is just a different, maybe it's a CHP guy talking about speeding. And then the next week it's a guy from sheriff talking about, you know, the process of getting put in jail or something. I don't know. Whatever they want to talk about each week. But that way we can get them on here. We can hear some of their stories. Like maybe be like, what's the first time you ever had a violent call? Something like that. Because we watch Cops, duh, Bad Boys, duh. That was the most popular show of all time. You know what I mean?
It was
so.
I mean, that's why I'm all sweaty when I came in the studio because I was watching Cops before I got
here. Exactly. Yeah, it was Cops on YouPorn. So anyway, that's like my thing is like if we can get that going, that'd be great because then you can sit here and listen to some of these officers just about how they're human. You know,
right.
What their conversations are, what their families are like, what their daily life is like. That's going to help us all as not cops in law enforcement really start to connect with them and understand they're here to help us. You know, this isn't, there are bad apples, of course, just like there's bad apples in every industry. There's bad apples in the news reporting industry. Did you know that?
I've seen the news. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't bring this up. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to because it's kind of his business, but. You know, we have the butt heads here, so we're gonna let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
The reason that James is not here this week is he's actually in the hospital.
Okay.
You know, thoughts and prayers with James. Yeah, he's getting surgery. He needs a new butt because there's a crack in his. No, he's out of town. He'll be back next week.
He cracked it.
Let's see. A little butthurt. I took a good friend to Imperial Gourmet for brunch on Mother's Day, and we were told that they are closing at the end of the month until a new manager can take over. The one that manages it now is moving away. So I don't know how important their
their restaurant?
No, I don't know how important it is to have a specific manager. I don't know what their business model is.
Yeah.
I find it a bit odd that they don't have an employee that could
step up
or fill in or anything. But I haven't been there in a long time, but I do enjoy it. I do like it.
I like Imperial Gourmet.
You know, honestly, I forget that it's there.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
You know, honestly, Amy and I went, the kids loved it, and so we would go pretty often. And there was a stretch where we went like 7 times within like a month or two. Like it was a lot for that amount of time.
Yeah.
And every time something was wrong. And sometimes it could have just been they brought the wrong drink. Like nothing like crazy wrong, but it was enough like, okay, there's something going on here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not knocking Imperial Gourmet. It's been like one of my favorite restaurants since I was a kid. You know, I love Imperial Gourmet.
Yeah, when it was upstairs, Cottonwood Plaza. Yeah,
so, you know, and I'm not knocking them. Like, if you guys want to sponsor, we'll help you manage it. No, but that's my thing is, like, there was something going on. So I don't know if maybe it just needed some more management to step up. The lady that used to own it and run it hasn't been there for quite some time.
Oh, okay.
And she was great. God, I can't remember her name. She was wonderful. Even when I was a little kid, she always would be like, hi, Josie, and totally liked me and stuff. And I was like, you know what I mean? And so she was great. And all the way up until less than 5 years ago, 10 years ago, she was still there.
Oh, okay.
And she was really nice and really great. So I think she sold it and or backed away and somebody else stepped in as my guest. I don't know who the manager is, and I'm not knocking them. You know, if you're moving away, cool, maybe you got a better opportunity.
Yeah.
But hey, there's a job. You know, that opens up a whole other can of worms.
Oh.
Nobody will work. I know I have to bleep that just now. So I'm saying my F-bombs and stuff with choice. Because I have to put work in to fix it, but that one earned it.
Yeah.
People won't work. You can't get people to do anything.
I don't know if that's 100% true. I have to disagree with you.
Yeah, you can get people to work.
I think people aren't willing to work for crap pay. I've had a few job interviews since I've been in town. And the main reason I haven't left where I currently am is because of pay.
It's good pay.
It's good pay. I mean, I've had job interviews and offers with Caltrans, with the county, and have turned them all down because they're not competing with the private sector.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and then the county, I mean, especially with, you know, with their road department, with their dump, with all the, you know, the blue collar stuff like that, they're very shorthanded.
Yeah.
Pay more.
But they're not paying more.
Yeah.
So that's probably a big part of it. Because I noticed right around COVID, everybody didn't have to work. And so you stopped working. You weren't even allowed to. Yeah. And I was doing this. But you, like, there's a lot of people that there's so many help wanted signs everywhere. And there's so many, like, everybody didn't have to work. And now it seems like when we were growing up, it's like what you did was you got out of high school and you went to college or the army or something, or whatever, military. And then if you got back, well, you got a job. That's what you did. And then you worked. You know what I mean? There was like a set thing to your life where now people just like don't. It kind of broke because of that. And now it's like you can't get like Amy couldn't even find like somebody that just wanted to be a laborer. Just like, I'm going to take this over to there for you and help the guy that's doing the actual electrician work or whatever. Couldn't find them ever.
Well, and then
I can't find anybody.
Well, here's also the other issue with the Valley, right? Over the last, I'm going to say 20 years, but it's been more apparent in the last 10 to 15 years that we have a lot of people moving here from different areas.
Yeah.
A lot of them are remote workers that actually, like, a lot of them have like computer degrees, you know, and like they work from home, right? Well, what happened was it drove the housing market up because they were paying cash over asking value for these homes, right?
Makes sense.
So now we're at the point where the guy that owns the convenience store wants to pay $12 or $15 an hour, but you cannot even rent a place in this town making that amount of money. So what will eventually happen is this whole town will be filled with people that work from home. There will be no gas stations. There will be no restaurants. There will be no one to work on your utilities because they're pricing everybody out. The only way that like an average blue collar worker can afford a home to buy a home in this place is if they inherit it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because
the housing market is ridiculous, and it's not the business owner's fault. That's what they can afford to pay.
Sure, yeah, that's true. I'm in that situation myself.
Yeah,
and it's like, with help, I could get to the point where I have a lot more money coming in, and I could pay really good wages. But until that happens, I'm in a vicious circle. It's been like this for a couple of years now.
Yep.
So it's just me busting my ass all the time because I can't. And you're right. That's a big part of it is that, you know, because like I have a friend recently that just bought a house in Big Pine and it was damn near $500,000. You know, it's like in Big Pine, you know, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. But that's, you're right. It's, there's, you can't buy a house here. You know, and it's like somebody just told Amy the other day, she was talking about, she has a house with a triplex on it. And in Sunny Slopes up by Crowley Lake. And she was talking about potentially, well, maybe I'll just sell that one of these days and then move down to Bishop and whatever and that kind of thing. And then the person she was talking to was like, don't ever sell your place because if you do, you'll never get back in. Mm-hmm. You'll never be able to, even Bishop, you won't be able to find anything because, when she bought that, it was probably $300,000, $400,000 less than it's worth now.
Right.
And it's, you know, you'll never be able to get that back.
Yeah. And I mean the amount of the increase of houses over the past 20 years and the increase of wages over the past 20 years doesn't match. And also the fact that, you know, what's homeowner getting? What's the interest rates now? 7% or something like that. Like maybe even higher than that. So, I mean, there is like this 3% garbage that all these people are sitting on that own homes already. It's like, well, you know, good for you, bud.
This whole world is awful. With that type of stuff right now. There's so many things that are just ass backwards and not here to help everybody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm such a fan of like, we should all help each other and we should all, you know, hippy dippy, you know,
communist. This is
great. Yeah, complete communist. And it's really difficult to see all this where you have just a certain few able to dictate everything for everybody else. And it's like, ugh. But at the same time, I think you need to work hard for what you get. You should be able to defend what you want and do what you want with it. Nobody should ever tell you what you can and can't do with it. Mm-hmm. And also, that's where I'm not a communist. And, you know, and I think that you should really, if you've done something well, you deserve to reap the benefits of it. You shouldn't have to give that to somebody else. Like how much taxes we pay? Jesus Christ. You know, there's so much money that we spend. I was like, you know, I had to do the other day. Everybody has to. I'm not, this isn't, you know, oh, I'm special or something. Because we all have to go through this. So if you own a business, so when I buy, let's say, this cell phone, so I had to pay tax on this cell phone, right? And it probably was a lot because this thing was with a 15, you know, it's probably $1.5 billion. So whatever the taxes were on that. Well, every year, if I bought it for my business, I get to pay taxes on it again because I own it for my business through the county. What? I already paid taxes on it. Why? Same thing with the house. You have to pay your housing taxes, even though you already paid taxes when you bought it in the first place.
You know what's even funnier? Is when you have a mortgage and the bank owns the majority of your house, you pay the taxes, not them.
It's ridiculous.
They own the house.
Yeah, yeah.
How come, why don't they pay it?
Yeah, totally. they ain't gonna do that.
No.
Yeah, it's, oh my God. It's, this whole thing is just wrong. There's a, sometimes I hate to say it, sometimes I'm just like, please, Mad Max, come make this happen.
Yeah.
Can we just destroy everything and we'll spray paint our teeth silver?
Yeah.
And
witness me.
I'm just like, come on, man. At some point, something's gotta be different. You know what I mean? It's just, it's just because how are you supposed to grow when you're like a middle class person like we are, and you're working hard and you're trying to take care of a family and do your thing, grow your business, do your stuff, whatever. It always comes to at the end of the year. Whoop! Guess what? You've got $40,000 in taxes you have to pay this year. Back to the beginning.
Yep.
Every time. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know, it's just shitty. And then if you find some way to get around it, guess what? It's illegal. You know, and it's just, you know, it's sad. I mean, no, this is the, everybody bitches about this all the time, but it's, you know, it's, it makes me mad, of course, but it's just like, how are we supposed to grow and be better as people and have better businesses, have better restaurants, have better houses, towns, you know what I mean? All that stuff. If you can't even let somebody get ahead, how are they supposed to, you know, what are you supposed to do?
It is the great question, isn't it?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not to get political or anything, because
we haven't yet.
Because I don't care who anybody out there is voting for, and I don't care if you care who I'm voting for. Doesn't matter. I think either way that November goes, there's going to be terrible things to follow. Because of the behavior of humans. I mean, it doesn't matter what happens in November.
Yeah.
There's going to be a demographic that's pissed off.
Oh, I agree. And it's going to be bad because it's escalation.
Exactly.
It was this, then it was this. Holy shit, then it was this. Well, here's where we are, people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be bad no matter what happens in November. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm trying to find a cool little meme here. I think I might have even sent it to you earlier today, but yeah, there it is. That one was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I'll put that on the
screen. Yeah, pop that up on there. They got to see that.
Yeah, U.S. media. This is the most important election of our lives. The candidates are Jabba the Hutt and the Emperor. True.
Senator Palpatine.
Yeah, Senator Palpatine, my bad. Yeah. I'm way better
nerd. It's kind of uncanny resemblance on both parts there.
Yeah, so strange.
Yeah.
I remember the first one came out, the prequel, the first, you know, the technically the first one. And
Wait. Technically episode one, is that what you're talking about?
Episode one, yeah.
Okay, I thought, okay.
And so, yeah. And so I remember watching that because I was probably 16 or so when that came out, I'm guessing. And I remember watching it and then going, wait a minute. that Sheev Palpatine guy, he really looks like the Emperor. I wonder if that's the same actor. And then I watched it, and at the end, and I watched the credits, and I'm like, Ian McDiarmid, that is the same. Why did they? Oh my God, he's gonna be the Emperor! And I think because I was a kid, I realized that, duh.
Yeah, right. Know?
And so I was like, oh! I thought I was in on something.
It's a conspiracy theory. Ah!
All the stormtroopers are Boba Fett.
Did you see that thing I sent you on Instagram the other day about Patrick Swayze?
Probably.
Oh man, it said something about how what was his character in Dirty Dancing?
Oh yeah, yeah, Johnny. Whatever his name.
John, yeah, and then it said that him and then his character from Roadhouse.
Okay.
And his character, what's that movie when he's a surfer and he robs a bank?
Oh, Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah, yeah.
That they're all the same guy. Just and it's like a whole, yeah, life. Different points in his life. Yeah. And actually it makes sense because yeah. In Point Break, he talks about how he used to drive a 57 Chevy. Oh,
okay.
And in Dirty Dancing, he had a 57 Chevy. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny. Those are good movies. Did you watch the new Roadhouse?
I have not yet, but
it was cool. I didn't have a problem with it.
I'm really excited about it, but here's my problem, right?
Yeah.
So I asked somebody about, they were like, oh, have you seen it? And I was like, not yet. And I asked them, I said, how's the storyline? And they said, oh, it was great. And I was like, then that's not Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Because Roadhouse.
Yeah. He just beats people.
Dude, my favorite thing about the original Roadhouse is he's the cooler, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And everywhere he goes, people are like, what's his name? Dylan. It's something Dylan, I think is his last name. I don't know. But everybody's like talking about him. Like there's like this crazy like bouncer underground syndicate. And he's like a superstar like a
John
bouncer.
Wick of bouncers.
Dude, it's like, it's, what? You're it's telling me, you're telling me from coast to coast, every bar owner knows who you are because you're a great bouncer.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. It's it's the best.
Yeah. Speaking as two people who've been bouncers, you're just meat. That's what you are. You're meat that makes $80 a night or whatever it winds up being. That's it.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. That's funny.
Not some secret underground syndicate.
I thought the story in this one was pretty cool, and he was a UFC guy and stuff, and he got kicked out for being too brutal, and he killed a dude, and so everybody knows him, and so because of that, and it's the thing. So it's good. It's just a lot of ridiculous, like, let's just go into the Schwarzenegger era fights that were like, why are we on a boat? Why are they blowing up a building? Why are they? I mean, stuff like that. Like,
that's great. I like that, though.
Which is cool.
Yeah,
that's good. Actually, I was talking to another one of those. Moments. I was talking to Kelly Lynch the other day, who is the
that is.
She is the love interest in Roadhouse of Patrick Swayze.
Oh,
so, the doctor. So Doc is what she goes by in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She lives in Lone Pine.
So, oh wow. Yeah,
so I was talking to her the other day, and her husband, he is a big producer.
And not so, Patrick Swayze.
No.
Yeah. So they didn't wind up together?
No.
I thought that was a documentary.
Yeah, it could have been. It would have been a little dated though, but. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, Mitch, her husband, we were talking and he was telling me a story with Bill Murray. And I think this has been out there publicly before, so I don't feel like I'm saying something I shouldn't be saying. But Bill Murray is a good buddy of his. And so every single time he watches Roadhouse, Bill Murray, it could be 2 a.m, he's watching it. He'll call up Mitch and be like, hey, what are you doing? And he's just like, hey, man, what are you doing? And he's like, I don't know how to tell you this. Your wife is sleeping with Patrick Swayze on my TV right now. And he goes, God damn it. And he says he's hit him like 15, 20 times with it. And he gets him, and it's just Bill Murray, so he's perfect at the delivery, so he doesn't realize he's doing it again. And he hits him, and I'm like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That is really funny.
So if your wife was she was a huge movie star in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
She still does stuff. She's cool. She's really fun. She's a really nice lady.
Yeah, you'll have to introduce me.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a house down there that's a really famous house. There's some documentaries about it and stuff. It was designed by an architecture named Neustra, which is kind of like a Frank Lloyd
Wright.
Right?
Is that like Seal? Like has one name or Cher?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like burned face. It's not burned. And anyway, but it's some kind of a really fancy house that was made for a guy in Lone Pine with last name Euler. And he reached out to this dude and he got it done. And then it's cool. And so anyway, Kelly and her husband bought this a few, you know, probably 10, 15 years ago, I imagine at this point. But anyway, they rented out for like shoots and stuff. So we had a shoot down there and I was helping them. And it was really cool to get to hang out with them a little bit and talk and stuff. So
absolutely.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Right on.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. You know, we haven't even talked about any commercials yet. Don't we have some commercials we're supposed to talk about? Manor Market, was that one?
Yeah.
I mean, I have the stuff for Easterns here now we can talk about, but I've always like said, James, get your own butthurt stuff.
Well, James isn't here, and he's the one that handles that, so they're going to have to wait till next episode.
That's true. That's not our fault, so don't get mad at James. Yeah. He didn't leave us notes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, what do you got?
We could talk about
Mountain Rambler.
How we want Mountain Rambler.
Mountain Rambler, not our sponsor, but Joe,
if you're watching this, you should be a sponsor of ours. We'd love to have you on here.
Well, I'm wearing a Hing's Donut hat.
Also, Hing's would be great.
Yeah.
That would be very good. I love Hing's Donuts. Who doesn't? They're the best donuts.
Dude.
By far.
Been around forever, too. Mm-hmm. And they're such nice people. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, don't even get me started on those people.
Yeah, Hing's Donuts is great.
Actually, I saw them not that long ago, and I think they got it fixed now, but they hired someone to paint their house.
Oh, yeah?
And paid them all, and they took the money and just...
Oh, man.
But last time I went by their house, I drive by their house quite frequently, and it seems to be painted, so I don't know if they had to pay someone else to do it or if that person came back. I don't know the story, but like to do that to such a great, you know, they're a huge part of the community. They've been here forever and they're just great people. So to do that to somebody like that to do that to anybody really.
Yeah. If you did that to them, you're a shithead.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not a butthead.
You're a shithead.
Why don't we just look real quick and see if anything pops up on Butthurt like right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Check it out. Sometimes I'll talk about some more ads while you're looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I think just to get them out there, I think James had Glam Plug. Heather Boone's place. He talked about that.
Yeah.
And I don't have any deals on that, so I'll just say Glam Plug's cool. Go check it out. Manor Market. We love Manor Market. You know, who doesn't? And that's a big one that you should absolutely be at.
This one has 313 comments now.
Oh, dude.
It's
nice.
311 when we started.
I want to throw out Astorga's Mexican restaurant because they're the best and you need to go there. I want to throw out High Point Solar. I want to throw out Northern Union Hospital. The Tri-County Fairgrounds, you know, that's a big one. Everybody loves it. And we're getting close to that.
Yeah, we got Mule Days coming up.
Yeah, we got Mule Days. We've also got Mule Days. They're a sponsor of ours.
So, Mule Days is?
Mule Days and Tri-County Fair. So we've got both of them. That's great. And then some other ones in the works. We've had a bunch reach out this last couple weeks. So if you're interested in advertising, Eastern Sierra Now, we have the most eyeballs on everybody around here. I think we have like 55,000 a month or something like that, which is just dwarfing everybody. And we're the only ones that push social media for the regular, you know, across all social media platforms. We're the only ones with the mobile app. We're the only ones with the podcast. We do so much, man. I would love to get your business out here. The other one I really want to touch before we get on to the rest of this is I'm taking my 5 minutes of fame of being on your show actually get my chance to pitch my stuff. We're doing social media management. So like go check out Astorga's, for instance, on Instagram. That's all us. We've been doing that since they started their Instagram. And it's building every day. Multiple subs. Really good stuff getting out there. And then we provide all the analytics for your business. We provide all the content creation. All you got to do is say, hey, this week I want to talk about how we're giving haircuts or whatever the thing is. You know what I mean? We crank it out for you. We do it because nobody likes social media. Social media is awful. Even butthurt people don't like social media. Social media is kind of the devil. Back to our original concept at the beginning of this, that is the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst. And so that's what I'm trying to do is take all the hard stuff out of it for people. You don't have to worry about your business. Don't worry about your stupid social media advertising. We'll handle it for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So reach out. I'd love to have you. info@easternsierranow.com. info@easternsierranow.com. Reach out to me. I would love to set something up with you. And let's just get this going right.
Anyway. Yeah, and make sure to subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can see the Butthurt Owens Valley Show. You can see the Get Real Jesse Steele show. And then
Business Matters, Amy.
Business Matters.
Did you see that? So, speaking of that, Mountain Rambler, did you get to see her episode?
Yeah, they had a pretty good episode with Rocky.
And the Brewers stuff. They won second place and third place in Vegas at like the World Beer Cup. I mean, did they have to do Das Boot? You know what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah.
Like, I'm interested. But anyway, it's a cool episode. They get to talk about how it went down and all that stuff and how they made it and get everything. And they're sitting here pounding their beers. It was hilarious. So anyway, it's a good episode. Go check it out. Business Matters with Amy Smith on YouTube.
And there's also a bunch of shorts on YouTube as well. Yeah. The short clips. Those are fun to watch.
Yeah, we put that out. Yeah. Keep checking for those and stuff. So we're growing, we're building. It's as much as I can do. Like I said, so if you're into production or you want to learn intern kind of stuff, you want to get into this kind of stuff, hit me up. I'd love to help you out, you know, and otherwise I'll just keep doing what I do. I'm a beast is why Chase.
I saw one on here, since we can talk about how much garbage humans are. Super butthurt that someone hit my car outside of my work today at the corner of Sneeden and East Line Street. Just thought I'd check to see if anybody saw anything because it was a hit and run. And that picture's pretty bad. And this is actually a friend of mine, and she just got that. She just traded her car in for, like, she maybe has had this car for a couple of weeks.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Dang.
Yeah, she had a she had a RAV4 and she traded it in for this Highlander because.
Oh, that totally sucks. And she works her ass off too. She doesn't deserve that. She got kids. She's she's cool. That's too bad. Yeah. So again, you did that. Screw you.
Yeah, and you're not a butthead.
Yeah.
Not in my eyes. You're no butthead of mine.
You're no butthead.
And then, oh, here's somebody else posted about Empire Gourmet. It'd be a real bummer if they can't find anybody, man. Oh, how about the what were they calling it? Aurora, the Northern Lights. Yeah, not the Northern Lights, right? Is that the same thing? Yeah, I was not in town for that.
Same. I wasn't either. I was in
So I was in Southern California.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. I tried to go the next day, and we couldn't see anything. We sat out there for quite some time. But there's some amazing pictures. You know who got the best picture I saw? Tim Aston, our guy that's I'm just trying to tie this in. Well, but duh. I am serious. His is the best one I saw. It's freaking incredible. And it's up in the Bristlecones. And come, you got to come check out our studio, man, 163 May. If somebody's not here, just hit me up, info@Eastern's here now and set a time. I'd love to show you some of his stuff. Oh, my God, it's amazing. So, yeah, Aston Meyer Photography, they've got their studio in here. It's pretty amazing. You know, come check out.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of all the butthurt we got for this week.
Yeah, we've gone about an hour, I think. We're probably good.
All right, well.
It's probably going to be one big beep.
Like, subscribe, comment, do all the things. It helps us grow as a channel. It helps us put out better content, more content just like this. And Jesse, thank you so much for being here when James couldn't. And
glad to be here to help me.
Appreciate that. And just remember, folks, just because you're offended doesn't make you right. Have a good week.
It's true.